but God. Psalm 21st birthday this is, he said. The young man had just purchased his first legal 12-pack of beer and was headed home to celebrate. But God had other plans. As he sat on my porch, allowing me to clean the blood from his face, he stared at his unrecognizable vehicle that had rolled across my yard until it had come to rest in the pine tree. I can't pay for that car, he said. The jerk never even stopped. It was bad. It was very bad and could easily have taken 4 young lives. There were several people attending the other vehicle where one of the 3, a teenage girl, was trapped. Some birthday this is, he repeated. I reassured him best I could that it was a fantastic birthday, because he should not have lived through the mess he was looking at. Debris was scattered across my yard as though a tornado had ripped through. But among the many items, only one was brought to my attention. A Bible, in perfect condition, lay just a few feet from the crushed vehicle. I wonder if any of the devastated victims saw the guardian angel who cleared the yard of all children and pets, made a safe landing, provided a strong tree to stop the rolling vehicle from hitting our own, and spread his wings around 4 young people and a Bible. For he will order his angels to care for you and guard you wherever you go. Psalm 91, verse 11. I know my family and home were protected. I wonder if any of the 4 realized it was God who kept them from being sliced on the wire cable that holds the utility pole straight. You meant to do me harm, but God meant it for good, so that it would come about as it is today, with many people's lives being saved. Genesis 50:20. Where do you see God protecting you?